If you can kneel, please do so. We will start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with a Sabbath day. Thank you for keeping us safe throughout the week. And thank you for the trials and the tribulations and even the good times and the hugs that come from you that help us get through the week. Thank you for blessing our faith and forgiving us when we fall short. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that we mentioned last night in the text chat and all those that have been on there for years. We pray that you bless our sick with healings, but most importantly, all with spiritual blessings, especially when it comes to faith and the strength to endure the days ahead. And thank you so much for letting us be alive in these last days and giving us an opportunity to glorify you like no other. We want to be part of that number. And so please, Father, let the latter rain fall upon us. And thank you for being with us throughout this gathering and bridling my tongue and any tongue that may speak. And this prayer is offered in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Yeah, maybe we can. I'll give you a shout later tomorrow, Eli. Because I tried to get it to go stereo mix and microphone at the same time, and it doesn't seem to want to do it. But, we'll try it tomorrow, maybe. Give you a shout. Anyway, welcome to the new people. There are some, let's see, we had a few new names pop up today. All right. And, we are on, if you're new, just scroll down underneath the chat room. You'll see we're in Lesson 22, The Beast of Revelation 13. And we're on question number 25. So we're almost done with this study. Oh, okay. Thanks, Warren. Or call, if you want to call, you know, either way. All right, how's the microphone now? Because I can't really turn it up, I just get up on top of it. Is it better? Oogie. All right, let me just, wait. Right, I'll turn it down on my end in my headphones. Because then I have a tendency to back off if it's too loud in the headphones. All right. Question number 25. Okay. Let's see. It says, what is the number of the beast? But I actually want to read verses 16 through 18. And I don't know what the study does here. I think the study is only touching on one verse. Let me scroll down a little bit here to 25. Yeah, 18. I want to start off at 16. So, all right, verses 16 to 18 of Revelation 13 says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." And then, of course, it says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And this always gets me to, even when I was a young man and I knew about the 666 and all this other stuff. And if you don't read your Bible, there's all sorts of crazy stuff out there talking about this number. I mean, it's just really goofy. They say it's the mark. They've got, you know, like the Hell's Angels guys, a lot of them actually tattooed on their own foreheads under their hair. If they have hair up there, or they'll tattoo it somewhere on their bodies, but a lot of them like to do it on the forehead. But anyway, as most of you already know, I do have a webpage and a video about the mark. So I don't need to get into that much detail here. I will touch on it later, especially in the next lesson, but in bits and pieces because, you know, that study I have is pretty long, so I'm not going to, you know, go all that much into detail. And I also have a page about the number of the beast. And this is why I wanted to read into the verse, so I could better, you know, explain it. Most think that the number 666 is actually the mark, but as we see here, it plainly says it's the number of a man's name. Okay, and so for the benefit of those new to the truth, I'll get into this number with a tad more detail. So, but since prophecy states it's the number of his name, we need to find a way to define this. See, that's one of the things about prophecy. A lot of people put their own spin on it, their own in-person, you know, their own interpretation, if you will, and whatever. And that's why I did that study years ago in the Book of Revelation, letting the Bible define every single symbol. It's on the site if you ever need it. If you want to print it out, you better have a lot of paper. You know, both sides, 327 pages. So it's huge. And I didn't give all the verses because some of them are redundant. You know, there's a lot of Bible verses, especially in the Old Testament, where it repeats prophetic symbols. So whenever it got to three or four, I'd always put ETC or something. But Rome makes this, by the way, very easy for us when it comes to defining this number. When they use their Roman numerals for, you know, like the last few thousand years. I mean, people, I've got a clock in here with Roman numerals on it. I mean, it's no big deal. It's, I mean, it's a numeric system even today for many cultures. But it's not just the, you know, Roman numerals for the Romans. I mean, just like any, you know, culture or any kind of race of people, they have their language. And they also have an alphabet. But their alphabet also doubled as their numeric system, which is pretty unique if you think about it. But and, of course, their numeric system is what we today call Roman numerals. That being said, all we need to do now is look for the Latin names, because Latin is the original tongue of Rome. And just spell the names that they give for the, you know, for the popes or whatever, and add them up. At present, the Vatican prelates, and especially the Pope himself, have many Latin titles that are carried over from ancient times. And if you notice, too, by the way, and I just praise God, the Lord finally allowed me to make an actual concrete connection between the pharmaceutical industry and the Vatican. Last year, I think it was, when Canada got in trouble with the pharmacies, and they found out that the Vatican was involved in it. Because, I mean, it's pretty obvious when you think about the way you got the, a lot of the pharmaceutical companies will give these Latin titles to their drugs, as well as there are some actual surgical procedures that have Latin titles. And so there's no mistaking that connection. I mean, it's just like with politics, too. I remember one time, the Lord blessed me. I was green, very young Christian at this time. I had just, before that I had gotten into some major trouble. And let's just say I'm in a courtroom, and, this was, after a long period of probation. I wasn't anywhere near end of probation or anything like that. And there was this massive thousands and thousands of dollars, this fine that it was given me. And I hadn't been able to pay it. And but I had been paying what I could every month. And just to make a long story short, I'm standing in the courtroom one day with this brand new judge, and I was already told in advance this judge has a problem with guys that pay slow. And he waited for me to be the last one to step up, and so I had to sit through that entire court proceedings of all these, like, they're probably about 7,500 people in the courtroom. And I listened to some people, you know, get many years behind bars. I heard some get major fines. I get some people, you know, they're finishing their probation or whatever, you know, just normal court stuff. And here I have to walk the gauntlet, go walking up there between all these cops and everything like that. And he literally tells me at the end of our little conversation, because he asked me what I was doing, and I had told him I was street preaching and doing work for the Lord, and we had started a home church and everything like that. And he said something in Latin. And I had, and so right there, even in our court systems, we see this. And so there's a lot of, that's why I did that one newsletter, the United States of Rome. And so a lot of people, it's just like that one saying that I mentioned last night in the gathering here. Let me get it again here. It's in my email. I emailed it to myself. Somebody actually said this in on one of my videos. I think this was a young woman who put this up, and it says, there's a saying that the powers that be have, and it goes something like this: we do the unspeakable and get away with it, because it is unbelievable. And if people would just wrap their minds around that and see, this is one of the reasons I don't go after Illuminati or Opus Dei or Knights of Malta or, you know, all these little spin-offs or even the Jesuits when it comes to Roman Catholicism. I go straight to the Vatican because that's where it is. But it's so many corruptions, it's really unbelievable. I mean, you got the court system, you got the pharmaceutical industry, you got Hollywood, you got the music industry, and of course you got the Vatican itself. They're all one big entity. And that's why it's just so unbelievable. And they all have these Latin titles. And so it's obvious. Latin is where we're supposed to be in regards to the 666 situation. And on my 666 page on the website, I have 13 of their titles. And just for the office of Pope. I don't go with the bishops or the cardinals or the priests or even the novice or even the nuns. And they all have Latin titles. I'm just concentrating on, like I always do, I go after the big guy, right? That's the way, you know, I avoid the middleman. Amen. There's a good way of putting it, what Francois just put in her own, the octopus of evil, you know, the octopus of evil. I mean, literally, tentacles all over the place. So, like I said, I have 13 separate titles, but I'm only going to share a few of them here. And first and foremost is Brother Chase just put it in the room. And yeah, Alex, that's the way people will spell it today. They'll spell it with an A, but you got to keep, like at the end, it's you have to spell it the way Rome would have spelled it in their day. And they'll use the V twice, because the V is used as a V, it's used as a U, and it's used as a W. It's very confusing the way they're, but then again, so is the English language. I mean, look at some of the words. All right, well, whatever. I'm just saying that some people actually do put a U. They spell it V-I-C-A-R-I-U-S. Oh, okay. Thanks. All right. But anyway, for years, by the way, when I found out about this Vicarius Filii Dei, which is the actual main title for the office of Pope, every single solitary pope, as well as all the other 12 titles that I'm, you know, that I have on the site, are also part of their office, if you will, or their employee. But they've always stated that, I remember when I first got online many, many years ago, even before the actual internet, we were doing that de-dialing thing, and I was talking about this. People were saying, oh, no, it's just not there. Vicarius Filii Dei is something you Protestants or you Catholic bashers made up, right? I don't know, about 5 or 6 years after I kept combating that situation, and I says, okay, fine, let's say the Vicarius Filii Dei is bogus. What about all these other titles? But check this out. This is from Our Sunday Visitor. It's an actual Roman Catholic weekly publication. It's found listed in the Bureau of Information in Huntington, Indiana, no less, and it was posted April 18th, 1915, and I actually have a facsimile. That's what they used to call it back in the day. Today we call it a Xerox copy. Well, we used to just call it Xeroxing, and then, of course, all these other companies came up with copying what Xerox did, and so you get all these different ways of copying things. But the actual, I have an actual facsimile of the quote, because a lot of people used to slam me on the, let me see if I can get this actual thing into the room. Oh, no, it's an HTM. Well, maybe I could just, I'll go outside the browser here for a second and push it up and see if I can't get the, oh, that's huge. I don't think it's going to fit. Let me just try it anyway. I'm going to try pushing this in the room here. File, picture, and share. Okay, no, that's coming from the hard drive. I don't want that. I want URL. There we go. All right, let me just see if I can push this in, because I think I programmed it to push them down to a certain size, but let's see. Oh, it did it. Okay, so now if you want to look at that, just click it. It'll look like it's knocking you out of the room in a way that kind of is. And you can zoom out, hit down the control key on your keyboard and roll your mouse thing up or spread it with your fingers if you're using a cell phone, you know. But that's the actual document. Because like I said, I'm not kidding. Before we had the internet, I did the de-dialing thing, and then I did the news groups like Usenet and stuff like that, and I had to deal with all these people saying it was a bogus lie. But check out what they say in here. It says, the letters inscribed in the Pope's mitre are these. Vicarius Filii Dei, which is Latin for the vicar of the Son of God. And then it says, Catholics hold that the church, which is a visible society, must have a visible head. As head of the church was given the title of the Vicar of Christ. So that kind of shut up a lot of people that kept telling me that it was bogus, you know. Yeah, you just click on the picture. It'll depending upon what kind of operating system you're using at this time. So since the evidence came forth regarding the title, you know, Vicarius Filii Dei, and its obvious connection to the 666 calculation of Revelation that we're going to get into in a minute, the Roman Church has opted to teach its followers to declare this title bogus, and they keep doing it. They have literally gone to great lengths in seeking to do so just so as to remove the overwhelming evidence against them. However, this ministry, as well as many others, had found additional documented facts regarding this title. Mike Scheifler. When I first got online many, many years ago, I ran across this guy by the name of Mike Scheifler. He links me out and stuff like that. He is SDA, he has a lot of good information on his site. I don't know if he's ever left the SDA church yet or not. I haven't talked to the guy in probably over 10, 15 years. But this is, I got something that he posted here. He has the facsimile as well. But I also have this one from 1914. Now, let me see if I can't get this one to show up in the room as well. And the reason I'm putting these in the room is so those of you that love to share your faith are going to be able to do so. Okay, I think it's the same one. Let me just scroll up a little bit, see if I see the bicycle. No, I don't. I see a rosary, but I don't see the bicycle. Okay, I think this one's a different one. So, okay, let me get the actual image address. All right, there we go. Now let me throw the URL in the room. Paste. Okay, now it doesn't want to paste. Oh, there it goes. Let's see if it goes. Okay, that one too. All right, so it's actually from the same document, but it's from the year prior, 1914. And it says, it actually says that they used the term, and it also states that the name Vicarius Filii Dei is actually inscribed on the Pope's mitre. Yeah, email me later, Henry, on that, please. All right. Okay. And I'll send that to you, because I don't know who... I'm going to put it on the site eventually, because I like it. It's on one of my YouTube videos. Somebody posted it. So, now let me say, I got something else here. It says, I came across a new discovery. Let's see what this one here is. Oh, this is actually a graphic, too. I don't even remember what this one is here. Copy hyperlink. Let me see if I can get this to go as well. Oh, good. Yeah, this one here is even better, but it's actually in Latin. I think this is Latin, either that or Italian. I think it could be Italian too. So let me stick the URL of this one in the room too. Man, it just keeps messing with me. Doesn't want me to paste. Now that one there, I redlined underneath it where they used the title Vicarius Filii Dei. And so they can't come back and say it's a bogus title. I mean, for decades, I have literally watched for decades, they have openly lied to their congregation about this title after the truth about the 666 came out as via Students of Prophecy, which was bound to happen because it said in the last days, we're going to know who the man of sin is, or the son of perdition is. It's going to be revealed. It says that in 2 Thessalonians. And so we all knew this, right? The second picture is kind of like just a repeat of the first picture, which was just a year previous, 1914 instead of 1915. And this third one is actually, it's either Italian or Latin. I don't know, but it's an actual Roman Catholic document. I can't remember the actual term. What does it say here? This is what the title is in Latin for that actual document. So if you wanted to Google Translate or something like that, I just put it in the text chat. That's it right there. Okay, so not only does that publication show that Vicarius Filii Dei is there, it also explains that it is considered a valid title, as they do not refute that, and they actually say it's on his mitre. And everybody knows what a mitre is, right? It's just that weird. It's actually the open mouth of a fish. It has to do with Dagon, the fish god. It's just what they used to do in the original days. They would actually kill these big gropers, like groper fish. They're huge. And it's about, the thing they liked about it is when you cut just under the base of the neck and you gut the fish from there on out and they dry it, I guess, somehow, the neck would fit on the head of a man. And so they would allow, and they would dry it, and it would have, it looks like an open, yeah, the Pope's hat. That's an open mouth of a fish. And they always just let the skin of the fish run down his back. Well, to this day, they still do that, but they just have these two little tassels that run down the back. I go into detail about that in my my Antichrist Flash animation that I did many, many years ago. That was one of the first animations that I put online, as a matter of fact. Actually, it was the first animation I put online. So anyway, Vicarius Filii Dei, just spell it, V-I-C-A-R-I-V-U-V-S, right? V, of course, equals 5. I is 1. The letter C is 100. We've all heard the term, hey, you got a C note? You know, everybody knows a C note means 100. A has no value. R has no value. I, of course, is 1. V is 5. And then S has no value. So you just... And then filii is, you know, and a lot of people never knew this. I didn't know this until I was doing the research, that the letter L meant 50 and the letter D equals 500. So if you just spell Vicarius Filii Dei and you add it up, it comes to 666. Now everybody will say, okay, that's coincidental. So, you know, they'll run with that idea in their mind. Because it, you can also spell Ronald Reagan using gematria. You know, the ABCs, A means 1, Z means 26. You can come up with Ronald Reagan. From what I understand, I've never done it, but that's what they say. Ronald Reagan equals 666. So does Microsoft Windows. Yeah, but here's the thing. Did Ronald Reagan also kill 500 million people during a 1,260-year time span in history? Exactly from 538 to 1798. No, he didn't. Nor did Microsoft Windows. And so a lot of people try to say, oh, well, 666 can mean anything. He says, yeah, you're right. And everybody's trying to make it look like it means anything. And the Vatican actually rewrote their Bibles. And in Revelation, they changed it to 616. And in some of their catechism books, because I used to teach from them, actually said 616. My mother used to push the 616. So, you know, so they were all taught. Most devout Catholics understood it as 616. And then you got, just I'm going to give a couple of more here. Like the captain of the clergy is spelled D-V-X-C-L-E-R-I. And of course, in like if you said it in today's language, it would be Dux Clary. And D-V-X is 515, and then Clary comes out with the rest. And so that's 666. And then you got the vicar of the court, which is actually pronounced Ludovicus, which is spelled, you know, L-V-D-O-V-I-C-V, and that's 666. And then Latinus, which just means Latin-speaking man. And there was a troll, and Fran, you know, my wife probably remembers this. There was a guy that used to come into the D-dial. He used to call himself Twitus Latinus, and or Latinus Twitus, because he was a twit. Back in the day, they didn't call them trolls. They called them twits. And so I think that's probably where the term tweet came, because a lot of the twits would come in and have a short little sentence and leave. And they would just, oh, they were annoying. But yeah, there was a guy that was called himself Latinus Twitus, and he was, you know, Roman Catholic too, because he used to attack our gatherings. And then he, Latin Basilia, is the Latin kingdom. That equals 666. Italica, Ecclesia, that's the Italian church. That equals 666. I mean, there's just no mistaking this. And if you want to see all the names that equal 666, like I was saying earlier, just go to the 666 page on my website. And I also have some interesting information about John Paul II's name, as well as the signature of Pope Paul VI on that page that boldly declares Satan has these men under his thumb. This is why these guys were canonized, by the way, too, recently. If you just take Pope Paul VI's signature and turn it upside down, it is 666. It's really weird. And then John Paul II, his name... His given name as Pope, as well as his Vicarius Filii Dei title, both equal 666 individually. And that's why I've always, to this day, called John Paul II the end time Pope. And people say, well, he's been dead. Well, so, yeah, well, what he did during his pontificate is going to cause problems for the rest of us, for, you know, until Jesus gets here. as well as William Jefferson Clinton. Well, him and Kennedy. Kennedy started off with the executive orders, and then Clinton, of course, gave them life. And so I still declare to this day that Clinton is the end-time president. Obama would not have been able to have done next to anything without what Clinton did during his administration with the executive orders, you know, and giving them life and giving them, you know, an ability to sidestep Congress or whatever. And by the way, the word vicar in English is translated replacement. So when they call themselves the vicar of Christ, they're calling themselves the replacement of Christ. And I also have links that show how even today, if you were to visit Rome, and I think Eli and a couple of the other guys went to Rome a couple, 3 years ago passing out tracts, and they should have checked this out. I should have mentioned this to them. And maybe they did, I don't know. But the Roman Information Service for all tourists can be dialed from any cell phone when they're in the city. Does anybody have a venture, would they venture a guess as to, yeah. It's more, yeah, what Joseph just put in a room, it's going to be 666. But what they actually have is you dial 060606. So it's just going to be 666. Yeah, what Andre put in the room, all right? And so in America, the emergency number for the police is 911. In Rome, you literally dial 666 without the zeros to get, you know, for emergency police, like what we call 911 here. And I also have some of the links to videos on that page as well. And they have advertisements for tourists. When you walk in to the city, like in Rome, they got these posters on like street corners or whatever. And it has that 060606 and they show the 666. And it's on all the police cars, I guess, too, from what they're saying. But anyway, the last question in this lesson is question 22. I don't know if we can get through this. We've only got three minutes. Let's put this off till next week because this is, you know, we had enough here to chew on today. So anyway, I hope and pray that you were blessed, and I'll be back in a minute.